pretty happy that something's actually happening. And it's a, as you say, it's a step closer towards us getting answers. But just hopefully it's not too much longer.
When are you hoping for answers back from the Crown on this, from the Lord Advocate?
We don't really know. All we got told is it was just getting handed over to the Crown today. We knew it was going to be this week, and then we got a phone call to say it was going to be today. Obviously, the Crown have to go over it and just make sure that everything's okay for their side of it.
How has the last 11 months been for yourself and for the family?
Yeah, it's been really tough. It's just got tougher and tougher, to be honest. Been a lot of strain on the family, obviously. We've been sitting just waiting for answers just to try and move on. Obviously, it's been hard not knowing what's actually went on and what's happened and not getting the details that we wanted.
And the Assistant Chief Constable, Kate Thompson, has issued a statement and said that their thoughts remain with your family and they're committed to resolving any issues that do rise from this tragic incident. What would you say directly to her just now?
I don't know.
I mean, sum up how you're feeling at the moment, still 11 months on, about Police Scotland.
I don't know if I can actually say how I feel, to be honest. I don't know what to say too much, to be honest, and just... No, obviously, it's a good thing that they're offering to support us and help us as much as they can. That's good.
What support have they been giving you over the last few months and indeed in recent weeks?
Police Scotland?
Yeah.
I've never ever heard from Police Scotland or anything like that. None. So I'd say none.
And how does that make you feel, considering, you know, that they're saying that they're going to support you and they are supporting you, and yet you're, you know, that's not happening?
I don't know. I don't know why they're saying that they have supported us, because we've certainly not had any contact with the police over the last year regarding my sister's accident or anything like that. Obviously, we've been told that it's under investigation for the police and there's not much they can do. Obviously, their hands are tied until the report is released, so I don't know.
What are you hoping will come out from this report then, when it is eventually published?
We want to hear the medical expert's report and find out if he thinks my sister would have survived if she had been found on the first day, if the first call had been followed up. That's what we want to know, well, myself anyway, and for that to come out in the report.
And I suppose it's all about investigating whether the missing persons inquiry and the link to the phone call, you know, whether that was robust enough.
Well, I've always thought the same. Obviously, there was people saying that it was someone, there were different people that was untrained for the job in the call centre, but we've always said the same. It was a sergeant who's obviously got years of experience in the force, the police force, and she should be more than capable of taking a phone call and knowing the protocol and what happens after. And the call, it should have been logged and somebody should have been sent out. So that's been my opinion on it since day one. Know what I mean? He's a sergeant. It's not just somebody that was just flung into the job.
And
he's going to have years and years worth of experience under his belt.